Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
.956 in the Lehigh Valley, and the Pigs are back in the win column. They get a big one this evening. They come back home to Coca-Cola Park and defeat the Syracuse Chiefs 4-3. Welcome to the Happy Recap, everybody. It's August the 21st, 2017, and I've got your highlights for a Pigs walk-off victory versus the Syracuse Chiefs in 10 innings. Sam Mines with you here. This is the Staybridge Suites Allentown Bethlehem Airport postgame show. We've got some good highlights of what was a very exciting game between the Pigs and the Chiefs. Yet another spectacular outing from Tom Eshelman, who every time he comes out gives the Pigs just exactly what they need when things are going poorly for them. A fantastic start. He keeps the Pigs around, and more so, he always gives them a chance to win. Logan Moore had himself a big day as well. Another multi-hit game for the catcher. Brock Stassi as well had a big hit for the Pigs. It was a good game for the Iron Pigs. The bullpen came in, held the Chiefs to just 3 runs in a game in which they had 2 top-tier major leaguers in the lineup rehabbing in Trey Turner and Jason Wirth. And the Pigs found a way to get it done and get to 71-57. Top of the first inning, speaking of Trey Turner, he was the first strikeout victim for Tom Eshelman. He got him down swinging on strikes, but Irving Falu would single. So would Jason Wirth. And just like that, that would put runners on first and second with one out. Clint Robinson would then walk, and that meant the bases were loaded with one out for Neftali Soto.
Ball 3 lead, pitches swung on, hit towards first, could be 2. Stassi gloves, goes to Moore for 1. The relay throw is in time. On one pitch, Eshelman gets out of a bases loaded one out bind, and he does it with the old pitcher's best friend.
A big double play on Neftali Soto got Eshelman out of really the only bit of jam that he was in the entire game in the first inning. Bases loaded, one out. Neftali Soto on the 3-6-1 double play, and that ended the top of the first inning. Bottom of the first, well, Eric Fetty was pitching quite well himself, and he got the Pigs in order. 1-2-3, Kingery, Crawford, Tochi, all on ground outs. The first one was back to Fetty. Then it went to Irving Falu, and then Tochi hit it out to Trey Turner. 1-2-3 went the Piggies. Top of the second inning, Eshelman would have been a 1-2-3 inning. There was an E6 that allowed Rafael Bautista to get to first base, but with the pitcher on deck following the Bautista reaching to first, Eshelman was able to get Fetty to hit one right back to him. 1-3, retiring Fetty, ending the top of the second inning. On to the bottom of the second inning, where Brock Stassi led off the inning by taking one for the team. He got hit by a pitch. Andrew Pullen then singled. Angelo Mora flew out, which moved Stassi over to third. First and third, one out, and Logan Moore was at the plate.
Runners lead off. He just swung on a ground ball. Softly hit the first. They might get 2. The runner's coming home. The throw's coming home. They're going to get nobody. It was a gaffe on the part of Robinson. All hands safe. Run comes in as Stassi scores ahead of a late throw. And that had the makings of an inning-ending double play. And in the end, they get nothing.
Pigs take a 1-0 lead. And now, Logan Moore, sometimes it's better to be lucky than to be good. Now, Logan Moore has been really good lately. 2 hits in this one. But this was the first of a couple of plays in which Logan Moore and the Pigs definitely caught a break. This time around, instead of Robinson trying to turn the double play, or at least taking it out at first, he went home where Brock Stassi crossed the plate. Pigs had a 1-0 lead and 2 runners on. But next up was Herlis Rodriguez, and Rodriguez hit into a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. But through 2, the Pigs had a 1-0 lead. Top of the third inning, Trey Turner led it off by popping up. Irving Falu then came to the plate.
Right now, he will wind and fire 2-1. Swung on and hammered to first. And a diving stop to a knee by Stassi, who gloves it behind the bag. gets up, goes to first in time. A spectacular play on a bullet that looked like it was by him. And that's a star-worthy three unassisted put out there, turned in by Stassi.
Well, for as good as Eshelman was, you can never do it by yourself. And he got some great defensive plays behind him, including that one by Brock Stassi. To end the top of the third inning, Jason Worth flew out, and Eshelman was through three innings, and the Pigs still had a 1-0 lead. Bottom of the third, however, Fetty was settling in. He got the Pigs 1-2-3. We move to the top of the fourth inning, where Clint Robinson led it off.
And Eshelman will wind and fire, swung on and ripped. If it's fair, it's out to right, but that ball is hooking. It is a fair ball. It's out of here. Right down the stripe, a bullet for Mr. Robinson, who leaves the neighborhood.
The only real blemish on the day for Eshelman as he gives up the solo home run to Clint Robinson. But just like that, he settles in. He got Neftali Soto to fly out, Matt Skoll to fly out, and Spencer Keyboom to hit one out to J.P. Crawford at third base to end the top of the fourth inning. Bottom of the fourth, after the first two were retired, Tochi flying out and Brock Stassi hitting to a three unassisted ground out to Clint Robinson, the Pigs had two down, but Andrew Pohen worked himself a walk, Angelo Morris singled, and that brought Logan Moore to the plate.
Runners lead off. Here's the 1-1 to the lefty Moore. Fetty sets by the letters, delivers, swung on and hammered in the air. Right center field deep. Back goes Soto, has room in front of the track. And does he? No, he didn't see it. He lost it in the dusk. It's off the wall. Everybody's going to score here. As one runs in, pulling. Moore plates run number two all the way to third. Goes Moore on a triple. And I don't think Bautista or Soto, the center and right fielders respectively, ever saw it. We have seen an unbelievable amount of dusk-aided hits here over our time at Coca-Cola Park, and neither saw the ball. And it landed in the gap, and that will go down as a triple for Logan Moore.
Well, Logan Moore continuing to get lucky but coming through. On this one, the ball just wasn't seen. It hit off the wall, and it brought in two. And hey, it all counts the same for Logan Moore. A two RBI triple. Pigs take a 3-1 lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. Although Herles Rodriguez would ground out to end the fourth, Pigs now had a lead and Eshelman on the mound. And Eshelman, well, you give him a lead and it's as good as gold. A quick 1-2-3 inning got Rafael Bautista looking at strike three, got Eric Fetty looking at strike three, and then got Trey Turner to fly out, and that was it for the top of the fifth inning. Bottom of the fifth inning, though, Eric Fetty struck out the Pigs in order 1-2-3. Eshelman, Kingery Crawford all swinging. So it was a great pitcher's duel going on. Pigs, though, had the lead, and they would certainly be willing to take a pitcher's duel as long as they were still leading. Top of the sixth, another 1-2-3 inning for Tom Eshelman. And that would be it for Eshelman. They're watching his pitch count. So after getting Clint Robinson down on strikes, Eshelman's day would be done. And for Eshelman, what a fantastic outing. He had 78 pitches, 55 of which were strikes. He walked one, struck out five, facing 22 batters in six innings, giving up just three hits and the one earned run. Bottom of the sixth, the Pigs would get a one-out single from Brock Stassi, but that would be it. Andrew Pohen struck out looking, and Angelo Mora lined out to end the inning. So he moved to the top of the seventh inning. Michael Marriott was now into the game for the Pigs, and he was greeted rudely by the Knights, or by the Chiefs, excuse me. Neftali Soto, a single. Matt Skoll, a single. Spencer Keyboom, a single. Bases loaded, nobody out, and Rafael Bautista came to the plate.
All three lead, nobody out. The 0-1 swung on hammer, base hit left field. One runs in, the other runners had to hold up just to make sure Crawford wouldn't catch the thing. Four straight hits, this an RBI single by Rafael Bautista, and it's a 3-2 game, bases loaded, nobody out.
Four straight singles, and it was now 3-2. And following the Rafael Bautista single, Eric Fetty came to the plate.
All three lead, pitches swung on, popped up. Shallow center. I don't know if it's deep enough. I don't know Tochi's arm well. He settles underneath and makes the catch. Runner is coming home. His throw goes to the cutoff man. And the game is tied. It's down from third plate Skoll. And no win for Eshelman.
That was actually Brandon Snyder, excuse me. So it's the Snyder, Brandon Snyder, who hits a sacrifice fly. And the game is tied. But it was a big out to get. It'll exchange a run for an out in that situation. Game was tied now 3-3. Couple runners on, one out, and it was Benji Gonzalez at the plate.
And the pitch is swung on and drilled right center field deep. On his horses, Tochi, will he get there with a lunge, with a slide? He makes an unbelievable catch. Sliding feet first onto the warning track. It's going to be a double play. Gets the ball back to the infield. Mora gets it on a hop and stomps on second base. And what looked to be a two-run double, maybe a triple off the bat, is an inning-ending double play. How do you like that, Tochi?
That's a big play by Carlos Tochi. He saved a couple of runs and probably the game right there by making a great catch and turning the double play to keep it tied at 3. Two runs on four hits in the top of the seventh inning, but it could have been a whole lot worse. Pigs went down on strikes in the seventh inning. Eddie Romero came in relief and struck out Moore, Rodriguez, and Hector Gomez. Top of the eighth inning we go. In the top of the eighth, Clint Robinson would work himself a two-out walk, but that would be all for the top of the eighth. Bottom of the eighth, the Pigs would go 1-2-3. Top nine, Chiefs would go 1-2-3. And in the bottom of the ninth, the Pigs would go 1-2-3 as well. So move to the top of the 10th inning. Top of the 10th inning, the Chiefs would go down 1-2-3 as well. Zach Collier would ground out to Scott Kingery. No longer Trey Turner, Benji Gonzalez struck out swinging, and Irving Falou lined out. Now, we head to the bottom of the 10th inning. Pigs looking to try and walk this off. Logan Moore singled, great start. Another big hit for Moore. Herlis Rodriguez singled, first two on. Now, pinch hitting for the Iron Pigs was Dylan Cousins. Now, Cousins is a man who can hit a ball 500 feet and end the game in one swing. And although he had been struggling lately, the Chiefs decided it was best to intentionally walk him. That loaded the bases for Scott Kingery. Kingery had an 18-game hitting streak coming into this one, looking to extend it and give the Pigs a walk-off victory.
Kingery with the bases loaded in the bottom of the 10th inning. Ramirez deal swung on and hit in the air. Deep left center field. Away back. Bautista's not going to get there. And the Pigs will walk off. It's great to be King. It's a 19-game hitting streak and a walk-off RBI double. And Kingery, well, it's going to be a single because it's only going to score one run. He lofts it out there to left center field. Is the hero again at Coca-Cola Park in what's a walk-off 4-3 win in the bottom of the 10th inning.
Scott Kingery does it again. His second walk-off hit for the Pigs, and he left it late. But he now has a 19-game hitting streak, and the Pigs fly to a 4-3 victory over the Syracuse Chiefs. For the Pigs, they are now 71-57, four runs on seven hits, one error. For the Chiefs, three runs, seven hits, no errors. The Chiefs, they were 2-for-4 with runners in scoring position, leaving five on base. The Iron Pigs, they were 2-for-6. They left six on base. For the Chiefs, Eric Fetty went six innings, giving up four hits, three runs, one walk, and striking out five. Eddie Romero, an inning, three strikeouts. Austin Adams, two innings, four strikeouts. Neil Ramirez took the loss. He's 2-1. He pitched in that bottom of the 10th inning. He did not record an out, facing four batters, giving up three hits and one run. Tom Eshelman was tremendous once again. No decision, but he went six innings, giving up three hits. One run it was earned, walking one and striking out five. Michael Marriott was credited with a blown save, an inning, four hits, two runs, all earned. Casey Fien, one inning, one walk, one strikeout. And Pedro Beato, welcome back to the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Two innings, one strikeout. He got the win. 1-3. Time of the game, 2 hours and 41 minutes in front of 8,000. 478 at Coca-Cola Park. Once again, the Pigs fly to a 4-3 victory over the Syracuse Chiefs thanks to a Scott Kingery walk-off hit. He extends his hitting streak to 19 games, and the Pigs get back into the win column for the 71st time this season. Pigs 4, Syracuse Chiefs 3.